Proclamation number 5889, dated the February 27th, 1954. Healing the sick in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands on the sick and bless them, and the strength of your faith will heal them, because you entrust the sick person to me myself, and my strength is unlimited and therefore can also work without restriction as soon as you believe it. Whatever you do in unity with me is to succeed. But do you really feel closely united with me? I must ask you this question because on this alone depends your strength for healing the sick, because it depends on you yourselves as to whether you enable your fellow beings' recovery, because your faith has to be so strong that you can feel my living presence beside you and thus work in unity with me when you pronounce my name as you bless the sick person in my name. I have become such a distant god to humanity that it can no longer understand how a human being can be so intimately united with me as to use my strength according to his will, and even my believers only rarely muster such strength of faith that they won't doubt for a minute that I will support them if they want to help their fellow human beings. Hence there are only a few with the gift of healing the sick at their disposal, precisely because they use me and my strength when they need it. And faith in me during the last days has become so weak and small amongst humanity that a profoundly devout person with extraordinary strength at his disposal will also attract extraordinary attention, so that he then will either achieve much spiritual success by leading people back to believing in me and the strength of my name, or be treated with hostility by those who lack all strength of faith yet claim the sole right for themselves to proclaim my name to people. And the latter are more to blame than the complete non-believers, for they know and acknowledge me and yet lack living faith in me. They merely uphold words which have not yet come sufficiently alive in them to demonstrate their effects. They haven't put them to the test, which a living faith is able to do, and if someone sets an example for them they attack him because they sense his spiritual superiority and enviously recognize my assistance which they have not yet laid claim to themselves. In the last days before the end the number of people will increase in whom the gifts of the Spirit will take effect. People, who will be in such heartfelt contact with me that everything they do will be done with me, in my will and by calling upon my name. And they will prove themselves in various ways as my messengers. For whatever a person who is permeated by my Spirit subsequently thinks, speaks or does will point to me and my kingdom, and everything betrays a special strength which is only at his disposal because he allows me to work through him, because his faith in me and the strength of my love is so strong that it flows to him unimpeded, and thus he can also help his fellow human beings in a supernatural way. For he is full of love for them and this love provides him with strength from me directly. And thus it will also be possible for him to carry out whatever he wants. Amen.